And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take today's poll up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. It's a real simple yes or no question. Do you plan to look for a new job in 2012? Answer it yes or no. You can see the results right there on the screen. Next Thursday, I'll announce the overall results on the show as well. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is California. Each of my guests is emblematic of the Golden State. My next guest is a former basketball star for Notre Dame and the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll discuss his basketball career and his latest career as a writer and a poet. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Tommy Hawkins is a retired American professional basketball player. He was a 6'5 forward. He starred at Chicago's Parker High School before playing at the University of Notre Dame, where he became the school's first African-American basketball star. Tommy was then selected by the Minneapolis, later Los Angeles, Lakers in the first round of the 1959 NBA draft. And he was a very productive 10-year career in the league. He played for the Lakers as well as the Cincinnati Royals. He registered over 6,672 career points, and he pulled down 4,607 rebounds. Tommy later worked in radio broadcasting in Los Angeles for KABC Radio and then hosted a morning TV talk show for over 6 years. Tommy also served as the vice president of communications for the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team. Joining us from the greater LA area. Hi, Tommy. How are you doing today?
Hi there, Bill. Who is that masked man?
That masked man is none other than you, sir. Nothing but a recap of your very varied career that you have had over the years. And I want to touch on each of the aspects of your career. Not only were you a basketball star, but then you were a radio and a TV star. You were working for the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll touch on all of that before we get to your new career as a writer and a poet. But let's start with, if we can, with your career back at Notre Dame. What was it like for you as the first African-American player on the Fighting Irish basketball team?
Well, it was different because I was the only African-American on the basketball team. The first black captain of a major sport at Notre Dame. And then for 4 years, I was never in another class with another black. So it was a very unique experience, my 4 years there, but four of the greatest years that I've ever spent.
Well, it's a wonderful academic institution. You were very fortunate to have gone there. What was the highlight of your college playing career, Tommy?
I think if you're talking about a single performance.
Well, whatever you remember most about your college playing days.
Well, the fact that I could play center at 6'5". I had a 42-inch vertical leap, and I played center. I played the low post for 3 years at Notre Dame and got away with doing that. That was a detriment to my going into pro basketball because when I got to pro basketball, I'm warming up with the centers first day of practice. The coach says, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, "I'm warming up." He says, "You're warming up with the centers." I said, "I'm a center." He says, "You're a damn midget. Get out of here. You got to go to forward." So I had to change my whole game.
Well, to put it in perspective, at 6'5", you were a very, very short center or a power forward. My guest is Tommy Hawkins. So, Tommy, then you came to the Lakers. You played 6 of your 10 professional seasons with the either Minneapolis or then Los Angeles Lakers, and you played with, I think, some of the greatest Laker players ever, Jerry West, speaking of centers, Wilt Chamberlain and right. Elgin Baylor. Give us your thoughts, your remembrances about each of these players, starting with Jerry West. What's your big takeaway from playing all of those years with Jerry?
Well, not only playing with Jerry, but back in those days, we roomed together. We had a roommate. It's not like the guys now that have. Everybody has an individual luxury suite. Jerry was one of the most competitive and devoted people to the game that I have ever seen. He was so competitive that he never had two off nights in a row, and if he had an off night, he was miserable to live with until he rectified that off night. And he was just an offensive player. And loved him, always loved being with him, even though the tension for basketball was always there, and it was evident at Jerry at every step of the way. Elgin Baylor, pound for pound, I'm going to say something that's probably going to shock you. The greatest player to ever put on sneakers. Here's a guy who was barely 6'5", who averaged 27 points a game, 14 rebounds a game, was the greatest ball-handling forward in the history of the game, and the greatest passing forward of anybody in the game. And he shot a greater variety of shots than anybody in the history of basketball. And you can quote me on these things because I think that Elgin is really overlooked, and that really depresses me.
Well, overlooked everywhere perhaps, but here in Los Angeles, of course, he is a superstar out here on the West Coast. Talk to us about Wilt Chamberlain. You were, you know, your first day there, you were warming up with Wilt and some of the other centers. What was it like playing with Wilt?
Wilt was the greatest individualist I've ever played against. I had played against him as a college All-American when he was playing with the Globetrotters. Wilt owns 42 records in the NBA record book. He scored 100 points in a single game, the only man in basketball history to average 50 points per game for an entire season. And he was the great individualist, the great power center in the game. But I have to say this, the greatest center to ever play the game in terms of championships and the ability to integrate himself into a team context, Bill Russell of the Boston Celtics.
And he was a phenomenal player. My guest is Tommy Hawkins. Now, Tommy, pro basketball during your career was a lot different than it is today. You've already alluded to that before when you talked about sharing a room. Today, they don't even share hotel suites. But tell us the story about when you first arrived in Los Angeles for the very first time coming in from San Bernardino. That sort of sets the flavor for the old NBA.
The Dodgers came in, flew in on a turbojet plane, met at the airport by tens of thousands of people, ticker tape parade up and down Broadway, official welcome on the steps of City Hall. The Lakers drove in through San Bernardino at midnight. No one knew we were here, and no one gave a damn. We had to build this franchise from scratch, which we did.
Yeah, absolutely you did. And now it's one of the premier basketball franchises. Heck, it's one of the premier sports franchises of all time. My guest is Tommy Hawkins. So, Tommy, for most people, the height of their career might be just playing professional basketball, as you did. But then you went on to have several other careers. You went into radio broadcasting. You're doing what I do for a living now over at KABC. And then you did a stint on television as well. Talk to us about that transition, because that must have been a very difficult transition from pro basketball player to radio and television personality.
It was. And, Bill, you understand that today people train to become broadcasters and everything. People have, they go to school and they have universities that teach you communications. I left basketball at age 31 to become a broadcaster. And everybody's saying, you don't start off in broadcasting at age 31. But I went over to NBC, KNBC, and I joined Ross Porter to become a sportscaster over there. Never satisfied with what I was doing, and then auditioned to become a talk show host of a television show 5 days a week, 2 hours a day that had nothing to do with sports, won the audition, and became the first professional athlete to have been given that type of show in the United States.
Take that, and Bryant Gumbel.
Bryant was after me.
I know. No, I'm saying take that, Bryant Gumbel. He followed in your footsteps. That's what I'm saying.
He was right there. And Bryant was prepared. He went to college. He was a writer and everything. I started out from scratch at age 31 and carved out a career for myself of about 18, 19 years and loved every minute of it. I only left broadcasting because Peter O'Malley offered me the vice presidency of communications of the Dodgers, and I spent 18 years with Peter O'Malley with the Dodgers.
And that is just an amazing part of your life that I would like to talk to with you about as well. What was it like over on the Dodgers organization side? What, and more importantly, what was it like working with Vin Scully?
Vin Scully is, I call him the poet laureate of broadcasting. If he were a painter, he would have been a Picasso or a Monet or a Goya or someone like that. Vin Scully, first of all, he is a prince of a gentleman. He speaks the king's English. He is the darling of every man, whether he be a corporate head or a guy who takes his lunch pail to work every day. Vinny, if a dog runs across the field, I want to hear Vinny describe it. Because he has a way of articulating things that nobody else has had. And we have been blessed here in Los Angeles to have had Vin Scully and Chick Hearn both existing in the same time and both giving us just phenomenal broadcasts and personalizing the sports.
Here, here. My guest is Tommy Hawkins. Now, Tommy, most people would be satisfied with the career that you've had to date, but not you. You've gone on and now you've launched a new career as both a writer and a poet after all of the things that you've done in media, after all of the things that you've done in sports. So give us an idea of some of your work. You've got a story that I particularly like. I've asked you to read it, the Jackie Robinson narrative from your latest book, Life's Reflections, Poetry for the People.
Okay, Bill, let me say this, that the narratives in the book are written for the people. You know, nothing esoteric, not butterflies flying over your head at night as the moon shines in your eyes. That's not what I do. And each narrative is supported by a visual painting of a major artist, Leroy Neiman, Ernie Barnes, Craig Persley, you name it. But anyway, the narrative that you have requested is a thing that I did. I wrote for Jackie Robinson on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of his Breaking the Color Line, and it's entitled, Jackie, Do They Know? An Ode to Jackie Robinson. And it reads, do they know what you did, Jackie Robinson, when you broke that color line? Do they know the worlds that you opened when the Dodgers asked you to sign? Do they know the humiliation that you suffered through the years, or how it felt to stomach the threats and constant racial jeers? Do they know the competitive passion with which you played the game, or the host of insults you endured when they defiled your name? Do they know that you rose above it with majestic winning style, escorting a perennial bridesmaid down the coveted championship aisle? Do they know you were a Black Moses with a soul of raging fire, a man who firmly stood his ground with undiminished desire? Do they know that you had all the tools, talent, smarts, and skill, well blended with civility, plus an unshakable ironclad will? Do they know that when you left the game, no grass grew under your feet, you continued pioneering using the executive suite? Do they know with respect and reverence we document your deeds, careful to water and nourish your bountiful, well-sown seeds? Do they know that in the Hall of Fame you regally reside, having scaled the heights of the grand old game and humanity with pride? Do they know that you left us early, age 53 when you passed, but in that great half century, what a legacy you amassed?
What a great story. My guest has been Tommy Hawkins, and he has written a book, Life's Reflections, Poetry for the People. It is his newest career, one of many that he's had over his lifetime. Tommy, if people liked that, they want to learn more about you and learn more about your writings, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They could go to my website as well as the ability to purchase the book from the website. It is TommyHawkins.net.
Tommy Hawkins, and it's a .net, not a .com, a .net, TommyHawkins.net. Tommy?
All the information is there, Bill, and I thank you so much.
Oh, it has been a delight. The pleasure has been mine. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
We will do that. Thank you, Billy.
Thank you.